A Gentile woman who lived there came to him, pleading him, "Mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter has a demon in her, and it is severely tormenting her." Now, when's the last time you've seen somebody come to church and say, "Pastor, I need you to deal with my daughter. She's got a demon." Now, we don't even think like that, do we? But see, this woman was smarter than we are. This is 2,000 years ago. Today, we're too scientifically educated to believe that there's demons. But this Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David, for my daughter has a demon in her, and it is severely tormenting her." But Jesus gave her no reply. Somebody say, "What? That's not Jesus." I mean, if a woman comes up and starts begging the king, you know he would stop and at least talk to her. He's compassionate. Well, that's not what the Scripture says. But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to leave," they said. "She is bothering us with all her begging." This woman had, she had a need, and the king ain't even paying no attention to her. Verse 24 and 25. Then he said to the woman, "I was sent only to help the people of Israel, God's lost sheep, not the Gentiles." But she came and what? Ooh, there's the secret word. She came and worshiped him and then pleaded again, "Lord, help me." If you don't get your answer the first time, what do you need to do? What? Worship the Lord. Hey, if you really want to get an answer from the king, you bow down, humble yourself before him, and start worshiping him. I guarantee he'll answer your prayer. Now, if you think I'm Mr. Somebody.
King James, he called her a dog.
Yeah, oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he really did. He called her a dog. Verse 26 and 27. "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs," he said. "Yes, Lord," she replied, "but even the dogs are permitted to eat the crumbs that fall beneath their master's table." Now then, if you come to me pleading and ask, this is a little lady sitting here in front. She's got a big smile on her face. She comes to me pleading and everything and worshiping me and said, "Pastor, please, will you heal me?" I said, "Woman, you ain't nothing but a dog." Ooh, most women will tell you where to get off. But if she says, "I know, but even the dogs," she's agreeing with me. "Even the dogs, I know I'm a dog, Lord, but even the dogs get the crumbs that fall from the master table." You moved his hand. She moved his hand, didn't she? She was in total agreement with him. Now then, if a woman, see, he used this for a woman because he knows that these ladies he made, how hard it is for them to worship him and do this, even whenever something bad is said to you. No woman wants to take something like this laying down.
How many women do we have in this day that
would be what she did? Very few. Probably in that day they had very few also. But this one was one of them. She had a very deep need. And she was very interested, and she was even willing to worship him and let him call her a dog and agree with him that she was a dog if he had just helped her daughter. Look what he did. Verse 28 and 29. "Woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted." And her daughter was instantly healed. Now see there, was it worth her staying in there? It was worth it, wasn't it, young lady? I mean, you stayed in a state of worship, and you stayed, "Lord, I praise you and thank you, and Lord, I don't, you can call me anything, Lord. I don't care what you call me, but I'm your daughter, and I'm standing on your word, and I'm not doubting." And he says, "Woman, you have great faith." And when the king says you have great faith, what can you get from the king when he says you have great faith? Anything. Everything. He will heal you. He will do anything if you can get through to him. There is a principle here that everybody needs to see. If you have a need from God, what's the first thing you need to start doing that you're not doing enough of? Worship. That's exactly right. He loves you to worship him. Spend time with him. Love him and worship him. Don't be hesitant. Praise him and worship him. When you go into a restaurant to eat, you praise him and worship him over the food. You don't do like I heard a pastor the other day. He said something about, I was sitting at a table and waited for these other pastors to come in. They come in and started eating. I said, hey, wait a minute, guys. We haven't blessed the food. They said, we blessed the food out in the car before we come in. We thought we might offend somebody.
A lot of people bless it, but they don't thank Him for it.
Well, but I'm going to tell you, God didn't receive that. I don't believe the king. You were ashamed of him. You were blessing the food in the car. You were afraid you were going to offend somebody in the restaurant. Hey, if you're afraid you're going to offend somebody in the restaurant, forget it. Don't ask God to do nothing for you. He ain't going to. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. Isn't that something? Hey, you cannot be ashamed of the king. Woman, Jesus said to her, your faith is great. Now, I can't think of a better thing for God to say to a sick woman than to say, woman, your faith is great. Whenever the king says that to you, what did he do for this one? She got her answer right there. And her daughter was instantly healed. Now then, let's go to Matthew 16:19. Let's look and see what he says in Matthew 16:19. Verse 16:19, he says, Jesus said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you lock or bind on earth will be locked or bound in heaven. And whatever you open or loose on earth will be open or loosed in heaven. Now, you know who this is for? This right here is for the obedient child of God. If you're a disobedient child, this ain't going to work for you. All these wonderful promises that He give us, all the way down from the very beginning we started today, everything He said always was based around, obey me. Was that what He said?
Obey my commands.
Obey my commands. So you thank God that was then has changed today? He's the same yesterday. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus, it was the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. So if He demanded that we obey Him 5,000 years ago or 4,000 years ago, He demands we obey Him today.
You love me, keep my commandments.
That's what He said, brother.
Right.
If you love me, keep my commandments. And then all these great and awesome promises belong to you. Now let's go to Matthew 17:20. And let's see what 17:20 says. Now the question was asked here, Lord, why couldn't we get this done? And He said, you didn't have enough faith. And when we don't get something done, what's wrong with us? We don't have enough faith. Jesus told, I assure you, Jesus, even if you had faith as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and only a few things would be impossible with you. Oh. We must read this different than it's written. What's impossible to you if you're walking in obedience to His Word and have faith?
Nothing.
Nothing. So what does that say about us? How much faith do we have? Not very much. Very little. And that's a shame to us as men of God that we don't believe God will do these wonderful things, so we don't pray in faith. And so when we don't pray in faith, He don't show up. He's a faith God. He does not honor the prayer of unbelief. Or He does not honor a prayer of somebody that's not walking holy before Him. So you woke up this morning and you had... Just I'll tell you the story about... Since this gentleman here is got his 90th birthday, this wasn't about him, of course, but it was a gentleman that was about 75 years old, and he came to my church one day and he says, Pastor, can I give a testimony today? I said, sure, no problem. He gets up and he said, you see that woman right back there? I said, yes, sir. He said, that woman right there where I sat, and I've been married to her 50 years. I said, praise God. But he said, a couple weeks ago, he said, me and her have been coming to your church. But said, a couple weeks ago, she and I had a very serious disagreement one night. Now, you wouldn't think anybody who'd been married 50 years have a serious disagreement, would you? I guess it don't make no difference how long you've been married. Sometimes you have disagreements, right? Sometimes we forget who we are as children of God. And we let the flesh raise up. So he said, I got mad at her, and he said she wouldn't do what I wanted to do, and I got so mad at her. He said, then I just went ahead and went to bed, and I went to bed mad. He said, the next morning I woke up, and down my left side, my back, I had a tremendous pain in my leg and my back. And he said, I got up and couldn't hardly get out of bed. And I walked in, and I thought, uh-oh, now I've been listening to what Pastor Thurman says. He said these pains are demons. Now, he said that God said in His Word, I have authority over the demons. Somebody said, you got authority over demons? I want you to see what Luke 10, 19, and 20 says right here. Look at this. Luke 10, 19, and 20. Look at this scripture. And I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, the devil, and you can walk among snakes, the devil, and scorpions, demons, and crush them, and nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice just because these evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered as citizens of heaven. He said, I remembered that verse. So he said, you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, you got to come out of me now in Jesus' name. He said, when I said that, oh, it put me on the floor almost. Oh, he said, it hurt worse. He said, whoops, I don't know what this is, but something don't work. Oh, he had forgot that. And so he said, okay, God, what did I do wrong? He said, immediately it came to my spirit, you went to bed angry last night. Did I tell you if you go to bed angry, you will give place to the devil? He said, okay, Lord, I'm so sorry that I went to bed angry last night. I ask you to forgive me for going to bed angry. Now, he said, I rebuked the devil again, and it put me on the floor again. I said, okay, God, what did I do wrong this time? And he said, he came to me, I told you to love that woman like I love the church, and you didn't. Okay, God, I'm sorry. So he goes into his wife and said, honey, I'm so sorry. Will you forgive me for getting angry with you last night? And she said, of course, no problem. He said, okay, now then. I said, Lord, I got right with my wife. I got right with you. I mean, he's really searching the scriptures now. And he said, okay, Lord, I believe I got all sin taken care of. I got the anger problem taken care of. Okay, Lord, is there anything else? He said, I didn't hear nothing else. I said, okay, Lord, I rebuked that spirit and said, that thing, that thing instantly left and all my pain was gone. I was totally instantly healed. Now, isn't that amazing? Do you think he learned a great lesson that night? Oh, yeah. But you know what the average guy does? He gets mad at his wife. Goes to bed angry, gets up the next morning, got a serious pain in his left leg and his back. What does he do? He has his wife drive him to the chiropractor. Never thinks about repenting of his stupid sin. Isn't that awful?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.